Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Well, the powers that be did not like part one. That's for sure. Instant demonetization. And here we're getting an inside view of world events and perspectives that you don't read in the fictional New York Times or the fallacious Washington Post that's owned and controlled by the CIA. But no, we can't tell the truth here. And it's pretty frustrating that that happened. But we're back here for more. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. And if you're listening to us on our radio feed, you are in now hour number two with our guest Wrecker, who's a deep cover insider. And we are brought to you by preparewithdave.com, the very best storable food in the world. No glyphosates, no GMOs, restaurant quality, everything that you'd want in storable food. It's good. It's really good. And you get a 25-year shelf life. 47% off of the 2-week emergency kit. And people say, Dave, why are you selling it in smaller increments lately? Because people aren't getting it. They're not taking the need to get ready. Even FEMA and DHS are telling the country that you need to have 6 months. My friend Bob Griswold, our resident expert on survival for the Common Sense Show, says you need 2 years and seeds. So let's get you started with 2 weeks. Now, if you're an existing customer, you're saying, Dave, we can't beat that price. I know. So you can order as many as you can until supplies run out. And also, too, if you want a bug-out kit, this is the perfect way to do it. So we're killing three birds with one stone here at preparewithdave.com. We're also brought to you by Virtual Shield. Listen, you're going to be on somebody's list in a year. If the president that we have now is the president that we have on Inauguration Day in 2021, I don't worry. I can go online, I can say what I want as long as I'm being responsible, and nothing's going to happen to me. But I guarantee you, if the Pelosi's and the Clintons and these people take over, you're going to darn well wish you had a good VPN that scrambled what you were doing for your electronic devices, because all of you have a threat matrix score. All of you are on lists. All of you are cataloged and you're scored. It's the Chinese social credit system come here to America. The NSA has been gathering data on you for decades, and it's time you wake up to that fact. Now, you can't change what's been, but you can change what's going forward. And relative to other people, you can be appearing to be a less of a threat to the ruling authority if that ruling authority is able to supplant Donald Trump, as we talked about in the first hour with Wrecker. So how do you get there? Well, you go to hidewithdave.com, realize we have a 30-day free trial or 30% off, hidewithdave.com. Well, let me just review very quickly what we talked about in the first hour to set the stage for what we're doing here in hour number two. We talked about the fact that the Democrats have special plans for Donald Trump. They'd like to have an international trial conducted by the United Nations. It would be like the Nuremberg trials of America. I mean, he's xenophobic, he's racist, he's mentally ill, he's a warmonger, he kills foreign leaders now, and we went through all those things in the first hour. We also went through Operation Nitro Zeus, which would be an attack upon the Iranian nuclear facilities. When the attack was categorized by our guest as relatively high risk and low reward. And I got the feeling that Nitro Zeus may not be a really good option for us, because the Iranians have the ability to obtain nuclear weapons anyway because of their vast purchasing power and their allies with Russia. And then we talked about EMPs. 1 Second After was a book that got mentioned everyone should read, and I totally agree with that assessment. And what a great interview the author of that book is as well. So we got into that, and we started towards the end of the hour getting into the notion that America appears to be descending at least in parts, into third world status. So Wrecker, let me bring you in here on this now and ask you that question. Did I interpret that correctly at the end of that last segment, that you think we're descending into third world status?
Hey, Dave, thanks for having me back. And sure. Yeah, America is destined to become a third world thanks to our politicians and their outside influences from the people who pay them. But I would like to say one thing real fast to the beautiful people at YouTube who instantly demonetized this podcast. I do hope you understand that everything that we have just discussed, you will also be affected by. You will not escape what the Democrats and what the political elite are going to do to this country. You will not be in a safe house. You will not be protected. They will not protect your family because you are not part of the club, as George Carlin so poetically said.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you on that record because, listen, the people at YouTube have been pretty good to me. They really have. They provide me a good platform. They're professional. I'm able to go to them when I have a technical issue. So I have a lot of positive things to say about them, but I don't think this was their best moment because we're putting information out here from an insider that is valid, that people need to know. And ultimately, we can be liberal, we can be conservative. But if we're not on the same side at the end of the day when the Chinese tanks come down our streets wearing blue helmets, they're not going to ask if you're liberal or conservative. They're going to blow you away, regardless of what you are, what your race is, what your gender persuasion is. They don't care. They're just going to take you out. Do you agree with that assessment?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No one will be spared from the barbarism. The end goal is communism. And if we review what happened to communist China when Mao took over, everyone who propped him up and who were his supporters were murdered. All of them. The only ones who can be in power are the ones who hold the power. They can't have any loose ends. Even that means, the good friend who printed out all the papers to pass around the city square, that guy's got to go too.
Sure, you bet.
He ends up knowing too much. So, like I said, nothing against the good people at YouTube. I'm sure there's great people there.
There are. There really are great people there.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. We're all in this boat together as human beings. See, this is why I don't buy into these divergent paradigms, gay versus straight. We are what we are. Be who you are. Live your life. Stop criticizing other people. That's my motto. But the bottom line is gay versus straight, immigrant versus citizen. When those tanks come down your street, they're not asking questions. Show me your ID. Oh, okay. You're part of that political group. You're okay. Walk away. Uh-uh. No, you get a bullet in the brain just like everybody else. We all are on the same side. We can have divergent political beliefs, but at the end of the day, we need to pull together to protect each other. And that's what a lot of people in this country don't seem to understand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm right there with you. I'm not for the whole idea of the golden rule, but treat others the way you want to be treated is probably a good route to walk if you're confused. But I will tell you this much. There's two things that I cannot stand. People who tell me I don't know how to season steaks correctly and people who want to take my guns.
Yeah, exactly. I hear you.
You stay off those two things and we can be friends.
Well, I agree with you about the guns thing. I mean, the University of Hawaii has a great ongoing research project called Project Democide. And they compare death by government to death by war, and death by government wins out in sheer volume every time. And there's one element in the 20th century when there were 16 defined genocides, according to this study, every one of them was preceded by gun confiscation. When do I think crazy people should have guns? No, I don't think you should be schizophrenic and have a gun. But when you strip the general population of the ability to defend themselves, it only takes one tyrannical government to have a genocide.
I promise you this much right now. If you want to see what the golden rule of the communists, the dictator states are, when it comes to taking away guns, the best that we could within our hemisphere and compare ourselves to what we will be like is Mexico. You can't own a gun in Mexico, but yet every damn cartel member owns four or five of them, and RPGs and NVGs and heavy and light and medium caliber machine guns and up armored dump trucks. Yeah, I mean, everything that some American citizens can have, the cartel has.
I know.
And
I know.
It's illegal. It's so stupid. It's laughable.
Record. Listen, you're preaching to the choir on this. I mean, listen, I've met so many fine people from Mexico that have come here legally, illegally, and I'm just talking about their human nature and their character. I've met great people, and I've heard their horror stories. I've heard what they were trying to get away from, and I see the sheer terror in their eyes when they describe their experiences, and I just think, as imperfect as our country is, thank God for the United States of America and leaders like Donald Trump, where we don't have to live in this abject fear. I mean, walking down the street in some of the cartel-run cities is an adventure. Getting home in Venezuela with groceries is an adventure. And it's just, I just thank God that we don't live in that kind of environment. But I'm afraid we're descending into it. So let me ask you this question here, because I know that you know quite a bit about the border. We have these gun battles going on where dozens are dying 5 miles from a border, 8 miles from the border. How long until the border no longer is a factor and the violence is in our side of the border?
Well, the violence is already on our side of the border. It's just more well-controlled chaos. If you look at your average Customs and Border Protection port, the port of entries. Next time you drive by there, if you're going to Mexico, look at what kind of firearms the officers there have.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They have 9mm pistols. Some will have M4s, which shoots a 5.56 varmint round. And you may see one or two guys with a shotgun, maybe. Well, half a mile in front of them is Mexico. And in Mexico, you have 18-wheelers with steel plates welded to them and a 50-caliber machine gun like what I'm very familiar with, mounted on the back of it with reinforced steel and gun ports. If that truck decided to move forward and to come across the border, it will not be impeded. We don't have RPGs. We don't have explosives to set out there. We don't have heavy and medium machine guns that we could rapidly deploy. And it's not like I haven't expressed this to some very higher-up people. And I was blown up. Oh, that'll never happen. Sure, it'll never happen. But while that episode of will never happen keeps playing in your mind, right in front of us, we were watching a convoy that was a up-armored dump truck and two technicals with 50 cals on the back of them patrol right in front of us. I'm like, it'll never happen, sir, but it's right there. And the moment it does, I hope you find a place to hide, because I don't work here. You only send me down here when you need me. And, we had a very not so polite conversation after that, but I step on toes. That's what I do. But here's the thing, is the moment no one is there to impede the cartel is coming. The cartel does not know boundaries. It does not know laws. It does not respect constitutional rights. The cartel is a army. It is a series of multiple armies, just like the factions we were talking about in Iraq. This is warlords and tribes with high-tech military-grade equipment, and they have the testicular fortitude to use it. These guys do not care. They'll murder your families. They'll murder innocent civilians. As long as they get their dope, as long as they get their money, and they have that level of chaos that they can control, they'll push every boundary until we have to have the military come in and have to combat it. However, the day we turn into that third world country, our military is going to be battling parts of the cartel and parts of the country, but also will be dispatched to other parts of the country where we're having to fight gangs and the local populace. It, like what we were discussing before, it's going to turn into tribes and warlords. There is no way to defeat either one. People will always come together. People of a like mind, a like heart will always come together. They'll band together so that they can put together their resources and manpower to try and stabilize their own little colony that they've just made. But they have to gain resources. And if your colony has resources that I need and we can't set up barter and trade, I have to get that some way, somehow. Now we have introduced conflict. That will be every suburb that surrounds a metropolitan city. Then the suburb will then go out to the rural areas because for some damn reason, the people in the suburbs seem to think us rednecks living up in the hills always have this excess amount of bumper crop, yet we can barely pay the bills half the time. You know, that's the thing about America. Americans live paycheck to paycheck. Even people who make $100,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck. We live in excess. And because we live in excess, we don't have the things that we need in excess. We don't have excessive amounts of secondary and tertiary power and water or food or fuel or medical supplies or that networking for a security group. But instead, we have a PlayStation and an Xbox and four phones and the internet. Yeah, you know, we have everything we need to distract ourselves so that the day the whole system collapses, people will die from panic attacks. Well, I need to see what's going on. I need to check my Twitter. Oh my God, my whole life is on this little electronic object that I idolize in my pocket. What can I do now? Well, now you got to learn how to dig in the dirt and plant seeds. You know, people, it's a mindset, honestly. One of the most crushing blows that's going to be to America is who has the mindset to survive? Who has the mindset to sit and wait until they're helped? The people who survive, survive. The people who sit and wait to help are called victims. And that's what America will eventually be. Just take for a shining example, the lovely city of Chicago. You know, very pleasant, almost no crime, and it's because they have no guns, and it's because they're ran by Democrats. Yet, I would feel more safe in Iraq than I would in Chicago. But there's a reason for that, and it's because the Democrats control it. If you look at every place where there's been a mass shooter, it's a coincidence, or is it? That it's in a Democratic city. If you look at all the major metropolitan cities in America, is it a coincidence that I'm pretty sure all of them are in Democratic controlled areas where people live on top of each other? You know, if you live in a 20-story high rise and you're on the 20th story and the power goes out and, you know, let's just say you're lucky enough to be recovering from a broken leg and you got no friends, what do you do? See, people don't want to put themselves, they don't want to subject themselves to reality. And that's another thing that's going to kill many Americans, is that good, healthy dose of reality. The first time you get sick and you can't get medication. Well, the third world has got a cure for that. And it's called getting outside and getting dirty and getting your immune system built up. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine in Special Operations in the Army, and you know, we're swapping our cool guy stories, and he said, you know what's really funny is that there was a doctor who did a research on us for Special Forces indoctrination, the Q course and all this, and that this newer generation of kids that are coming in and trying out are having the strangest breaks in their bones. I said, okay, I'm intrigued. Now explain. And I was like, well, you know, are people falling off the obstacle course? Are their parachutes not opening when they're jumping out during ranger school? He said, no. People's femur bones and shin bones, hip bones, and vertebrae are cracking under the pressure of walking for an extended amount of time with an 80-pound pack. I said, come again? He said, basically, the way it was explained is that today's kids do not have the same bone mass as you and I did growing up, butting heads like a couple of rams, because since we were little, we've been playing football.
Yeah.
We've been lifting weights. We've been outside, you know, playing army or cops and robbers or whatever, you know, falling down and getting hurt. Today's kids live in virtual reality. And the moment, and we're only talking about the men. We're talking about 18 to 23-year-old men. I'm not talking about women yet, because women will be introduced to the same amount of violence and the same amount of horror as men will. No one will be spared when America turns into a third world country. And if you don't know what women have to do in third world countries, I suggest you look up what happened in Russia during World War II, what the young women had to do to be able to feed their families. That is reality that America has not had to live in yet. Maybe the Great Depression, but not like the rest of these places. You know, do you know why we haven't become a third world country yet?
Well, I think I know where you're going, but go ahead.
The bankers live here.
Well, I was going to say the secret societies, but I guess I was close.
Yeah, the elite. The elite live in America. Now the elite are leaving, which should be a red flag to everybody.
Sure.
And they're going to all the little tropical islands that are very, very far away from any nuclear blasts. But they're not going to dirty up their own backyard. So they've propped up America. They made our social security program and the IRS so that everybody gets a little bit of extra money back. However, social security, probably by the time I'm in my 60s, won't be there anymore. And that's not too far away. And here's another shocker for most people. And I've said this before, but do not worry about your politicians, because they will all be just fine. Here's the thing, America. The politicians, everybody that's in the government that are these SESers, these higher-ups, they have seats in the bunkers. They have seats. They have cots and beds ready for them at certain military installations that have been stocking up with food and water and provisions for years, waiting for that one day when we finally walk into World War III. We're not in that club. We're going to be on street level doing whatever we have to do just to survive. And I pray seriously that whoever is listening, if you haven't found God, humble yourself, get on your knees, and ask for Jesus to come into your heart, because that is the only thing that will save us. We cannot trust in our man-made objects. We can only trust in the Lord. And if you don't get right with God, well, you'll see what a third world country really looks like. I've worked in these places. You know, if you go down to the border from Texas to California and you look across in Mexico, you see the way the houses are, the dirt in the streets. You see the cartel right there on the border looking back at you. That's every other place in the world that's not a first world country. America is ripe for it. Just imagine New York City and no cops are coming anymore. I give it 2 days. Some people say a week. If I was a local cop and the power went out, I've already had this briefing with my guys before. And this is basically what I told them. If the power goes out, and I cannot email you, I cannot pick you up on the radio, and I cannot call you, you do not go to work. I don't care if you get reprimanded. I'll get reprimanded. But you do not go to work until somebody calls you. Because the rest of the country needs to be able to take care of their families and take care of their own. First responders are only going to be out for a very limited amount of time. You know, here's a thing that's a common misstatement, especially when we teach active shooter classes. The first responder is the victim. The second responder is the cops. The third responder is fire and EMS. You need to be your own first responder. And that means you need to know certain technical skills. You need to know life-saving skills. You need to know how to make fire. You need to know how to cook. You need to know how to use medical equipment. You need to know how to use certain protective equipment, such as knives or guns or bow and arrows or sharp pointy rocks, whatever your weapon of choice is. You need to know how to protect yourself and others and what you have, because people who know how to do these things, like the cartel, like the Banditos, the Hells Angels, the Bloods, the Crips, will be coming for your stuff. And everyone will be in this little tribal community, and it will be one warlord against the other, and then the innocent people caught in between.
Well, I think while you're painting a really grim picture of what's coming, but we're anticipating this coming sooner rather than later. Let me tell you what I observed today. As I was driving out of California into the sand dunes outside Yuma, Arizona, the Border Patrol and the military were on hyper alert. It was both of them together. There were military helicopters going up and down the fence line for miles. There were vehicles out by the border fence, Border Patrol. They were positioned all over the place. They were clearly on alert. Let me ask you a question. We know that ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Muslim Brotherhood, we know that they have partnered with the cartels. We know they've been trained in places like El Salvador. Are they worried about terrorists? Middle East terrorists coming across the border in response to Iran? Is that what I was witnessing today?
Possibly. You know, in the government, those of us who've been in for a little bit and, I guess, are disenfranchised, we have what we like to call Operation Knee-Jerk Reaction. You know, most of the time the guys on the ground, they're doing the job that they're supposed to be doing as long as they're not micromanaged. However, there are going to be certain areas where we know there is a large amount of traffic from cartel or from international terrorists. And cartel and international terrorists, they're hand in hand. They're the same thing. And here's the thing. Last time I was in El Paso, I was watching a lovely video of some idiot in the Middle East saying, you know what we need? We need a brave guy who will carry just 4 pounds of anthrax through one of the tunnels in Texas and to release it in El Paso. Within a matter of hours, 300,000 people dead. And everybody laughed and cheered and clapped. And me and the guys that are sitting in the Connex box are just looking at this, going, this is the kind of stuff we had to deal with. If anyone only knew how many tunnels we already know are there, there are twice as many tunnels that we don't know are there. There's not enough Border Patrol. There's not. There's not enough local cops. And, you know, there's going to be people who are going to harass me now on the comments section, which I love reading the comments. There's some truly intelligent people out there who, oh, the cops are over-militarized. There's too many cops.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all fair and good. You may have a point to an extent, but we do not live in your grandpa's day of age. We live in a day where America is in a perpetual state of war within our own country. Every day you go outside, you are stepping into a war zone. You just haven't got hit by it yet. If you haven't been into some of these highly terrorized areas by gangs, like what was in the Northeast, or what's in Portland, Oregon, or California, parts of Houston and Texas are on the border, you are living in a fantasy land because this stuff is all around you. It's just that most of these guys run their terrorist organizations or their criminal organizations like a business. They don't want attention. But if you get in between them and business, bad things are going to happen. And here's something else. This is from our good brother, Steve Quill. He wanted me to talk about this real quick. And it's the scenario against the West, us, the big bad America. President Putin's decision to segregate and to disconnect Russia's internet services and infrastructure from the World Wide Web a few weeks ago should put everybody on high alert. China is doing the very same similar thing. China has everything on lockdown. You have to basically put in your facial recognition and like a thumbprint and a password and then get permission just to access the internet, even on your phone. Russia is eventually is going to have full autonomy of their internet. You know why? Because they don't want to be hit by a cyber attack. They don't want a Stuxnet attack like what we hit Iran with. Because this is the way that warfare is going. Warfare is eventually going to be full on cyber to the point that we're detonating each other's nuclear warheads in the bunkers. Now, I'm not going to get into that too much. I'm just saying eventually that's how technical this is all going to get.
Sure.
And the World Wide Web with a kill switch. Now, the fact that we're so plugged into the internet and that Americans are so plugged into the internet, it should honestly alarm people because you're going to believe whatever gets popped up on there. And everything that you type is being saved, and you're going to have a dossier put on you eventually. It was happening with the NSA whenever Obama was in charge. Hell, it was happening whenever Bush was in charge. These things do happen, you know, and they're just not talked about. But just because they're not talked about and well hidden doesn't mean they're not true. And some of us in the government will laugh and tell you, yeah, it's true. You'd be utterly shocked what I know how to do with a cell phone. And it should just make people, it should make people worry that if Russia is disconnecting from the World Wide Web, they know something's coming. You know, that's a very expensive thing to do. Completely take yourself off of the DARPA program called the internet. They're going to have their own thing, their own internet eventually, just like China is going to have their own. And who provided it? Google.
I know. Let me ask you a question along these lines. I ran a speculative piece as a broadcast because I couldn't pin anybody down to give me a firm answer. China has announced that they're uncoupling from the American GPS system. I speculated that they don't want their leaders targeted, much like what we did to Soleimani in Iraq. Was I close, or how do you look at that?
Well, I mean, you could throw that that ball either direction. You know, our GPS satellites, I would not be surprised, have components that are made in China that are hacked by China, just like Huawei. Mm-hmm. And maybe vice versa. We may also have our parts doing the same thing in their satellites. You know, China just put up another satellite in space. Russia and China have been increasing the amount of satellites they have in the atmosphere. Now, this is going to eventually come to this whole Star Wars game.
Space Command.
You're very familiar with.
Bingo. Yeah. Yep.
You know, the space-based weaponry is not just going to be the God Rod falling from the sky. It's not just going to be laser-guided nuclear missiles. It's going to be the ability to control a population who is dependent and reliable solely on power.
Wow. That's a sobering thought.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from a satellite, if you have your phone on you, I can track your every movement. I can hack your phone. I can listen to everything you're saying. I can steal every text message. I can steal every email, every picture. What privacy do you have anymore? You know, these devices that we're speaking on constantly is the biggest spy ring in America. And China has access to it. So, you know, I think all this is a preparation of war. Well, and China and Russia are going to be very, very careful about what they're going to do in preparation with war for America, because they want to win. The outcome of losing against America is not very good. I mean, they're going to get crushed if they lose, because that's just the way America does it. We don't just come in and instantly hang drapes like the French. You know, America's standpoint on war and the way we fight has always been hard, aggressive, and relentless to the point that you will submit. And then we'll build McDonald's and let you run them. However, if China and Russia take over, we're going to be slaves. We're going to be serfs. China and Russia want the breadbasket. They want the flyover country. They could care less. China and Russia could care less about the stock market. They could care less about Washington, D.C. They want the deep water ports, and they want the ability to feed their people, because they already have all this other stuff. All the rest of this stuff that America has accumulated that we think has made us so great, it's just another one of our Achilles heels, our hubris. And we rely so much on these things, yet we're not prepared for whenever an enemy comes over, because America, for the longest time, and I'm guilty of it at one point in time in my life, and so are a bunch of guys I've served with, we'll never be invaded. You know, I mean, did they say that during World War One? Oh, America will never be invaded. Look what happened in Pearl Harbor. In 11 minutes, thousands of people died. And supposedly, no one saw it coming. Just like how supposedly, no one saw 9/11 coming. I guarantee you, the puppet masters who are pulling these strings, somebody, Dave, is coordinating with somebody. And I believe it's the Democrats are coordinating with Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, the BRICS nations.
Oh, boy. You just opened up a,
to save their hides.
You just opened up a can of worms. I shared with you in our conversation earlier tonight, as I was traveling across the desert, that I've come across information, both old and new, that ties Democratic leadership, and I'm not alone. Trevor Loudon, enemies within, that great work. Paul Preston, his great work. We've tied many of these Democrats now to cartel, to terrorist interests, and I'm going to come out with a story about the New York Times that shows how they're committing treason against the United States, and they're being leaked information by Democrats. And you know what, Wrecker? There's a reason why President Trump briefed Mitch McConnell on the raid in Iraq and did not brief any Democrats, because the Democrats would have warned Iran about what was coming.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And that madman would have got away, and he would have plotted to kill more Americans.
Yeah.
You know, this is the thing. Within Trump's own cabinet, he can't trust them.
No, he can't. Paul Martin and I are coming out with this tomorrow. We're going to have a strategy meeting in the morning, and we're probably going to produce something later in the day. And we have the goods, and I'll tell you where it comes from. And I'm just going to put it right out there right now so we can't be stopped. It comes from the FBI and their federal fusion centers, and the Democrats are working through them. And I'm going to go back to, I'm sure you remember, Trevor Loudon, Cynthia McKinney, Congressman Alan West. All these people were saying the same thing 3 and 4 years ago. 80 Democratic congressmen are members of front groups for the Muslim Brotherhood, the world's biggest terrorist organization, and also the American Communist Party. The proof is irrefutable, and it ties into Ukraine, and it ties into the cartels, You just opened up a can of worms, Wrecker.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we recall what happened a few months ago, they just assassinated one of the guys that would acquire the children and the prostitutes for them.
Yes.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Now, I congratulate Jeffrey Epstein for taking himself out the way he did. I don't know how he broke his own neck, but I find it to be absolutely magical that a pedophile died, and yet people are wanting to cry about it on CNN. I almost broke my computer reading this story, and they're trying to make Jeffrey Epstein out to be some sort of a victim himself. That's the psychosis these people live in. They're more than willing to destroy America because they're destroying our morals. They had to destroy the morals first so that eventually Americans wouldn't care whenever they come for the guns. I don't want to segue into the gun thing too much, but it has to be discussed. 2015, President Trump said, the running candidate, President Trump, said that he wanted to introduce a nationwide concealed carry and completely get away with any ability for states to ban guns. In case you're a state representative, you go against the Constitution if you try to ban our firearms. I promise you, unless you want civil war, leave the firearms alone. It's not worth it. It's not worth the blood. It's not worth the mess. Leave our guns alone. There's a good TV series that's recently been out called The Mandalorian. And it's something a lot of my friends that are veterans, cops, we've all been laughing about it because the main character in there says, weapons are part of my religion. Well, in America, weapons are a part of our religion. Our religion of this patriotism that we live by God, family, and guns. Do not mess with our guns. But yet, they keep wanting to do that. Well, the only reason why they want to do that, and this ties into our third world discussion, you cannot have control over your serfs because these senators and congressmen and Democrats, these political elite, they think of themselves as lords of manors. And trust me, I've been around enough of them. I've seen how they talk to people, and it's disgusting. And they think that we're serfdom, and the law enforcement and military who protect them, that we're under them, and that they're this highfalutin thing walking around that we should be worshiping. Well, they can't be worshipped, and they can't have their taxes paid to them if this overwhelming civilian population has military-grade firearms. That is one of the key reasons why they have to disarm the American public. Dave, I don't know how they're going to take 140 million guns. I don't understand. I don't think you're going to get a million people to turn in their guns. That's why the only thing that makes sense to me is you have to have Americans turn their guns on themselves.
I think that gun confiscation is only an avenue to revolution. This is the goal of gun confiscation. I don't think they intend to get all the guns. They just want the conflict that'll come with that so they can cover the bad acts of the deep state and Democratic Party in places like Ukraine. That's my operating hypothesis.
Yeah. And, once America becomes a cesspool of civil war and strife, and trust me, I pray against this every night. I do not wish this upon my family, your family, the people who are listening. I do not want conflict in America. But it's already here. And since it's already here, let's go ahead and just talk about this. Once they attempt to take the guns, Lexington and Concord has just restarted.
Yes, it has.
And whose side are people on? I know people that I work with who I'm willing to bet if the deep state were to say, hey, you come help us take guns, we'll take care of your family. There are going to be some people who are going to go, you know what, I'm just doing their jobs, just a paycheck. You have stupid people like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have way more people with common sense than stupid people. Unfortunately, it seems like we keep electing all the stupid people to be in Congress. But the conflict is coming for the Civil War. Whatever is going on in Virginia right now is going to be the pulse of the country. I'm so proud of the sheriffs that are standing up against this atrocity, against this this treason, this tyrannical rule that the governor of Virginia is trying to commit. I'm so proud of all the law enforcement officers and first responders and military veterans and just good old boy patriots who are standing up against this guy. But we need that nationwide. And we, as the base people who voted Trump into office, need to get back in his face and say, hey, you need to do something about this guy.
Yeah.
If you don't, then we, the people, will take care of it. And we need to pressure Congress. You know, you need to write your congressman. You need to talk to your congressman. Say, hey, what's going on with this Second Amendment thing? You know, why are we having to create a Second Amendment sanctuary county? And, you know, it's the reason why I love the sheriff's departments, because the sheriff is the overall ruling law enforcement authority across the land. And there are sheriffs who will go along with gun confiscation, but it's an elected official. So if you have an elected official who's a sheriff who wants to go along with that, vote them out. Stand up, get on your feet, and vote. That's the reason why we got Trump in. It's because we stood up, got on our feet, and we voted. You know, thank God we didn't have Hillary. We probably wouldn't even have slingshots right now if Hillary was a president.
I'm not sure, though, that let's put it this way. Barring a mass casualty event that'll take Trump out, he's going to be the president in 2021.
I'm 90% sure at this rate.
But I will tell you what I'm seeing, and really our discussion reflects what I believe here, is that it's not going to be peaches and cream with Donald Trump, and it's not Donald Trump's fault. It's because the other side is absolutely waging a war of terror against our Constitution and our culture. And they'll do anything they can do to take out our government. Listen, I see them stopping at nothing. And I mean, they being the deep state and the Democrats. Let me just ask you this question. I've asked this question to a lot of people that have been on my show. What do you think these people won't do to have their Bolshevik revolution?
When you no longer have God as the supreme factor of your life, and you don't have a moral bone left, you'll do anything to retain power. And that's expressed worldwide with dictatorships. Is expressed worldwide with terrorism. At some point, everything marries up together. They all have the same ideology. They all have the same mindset. They may go about it differently, but they want power. They want to rule. I don't know why. I guess some people may just be born with an evil gene. But like I said, these Democrats, if you listen to the way they speak about people, they honestly think they're some royal elite.
Yeah, they do.
And that's why I believe they're going to have these articles and investigations that they're going to want to push. Since Congress won't get it done, we'll go to the UN. And if we have the means to start a war and debate Trump into it, we can use that to our advantage as well. Because it doesn't matter who runs America. At the end of the day, as long as they can run their little kingdom. If China and Russia are already sending envoys to the Democrats saying, hey, work with us, and once we come to take over, you'll get this one section, and we'll provide protection. They'll do it in a heartbeat. I believe the days of, you know, patriotism are dwindling down. And I don't mean that in a very negative manner. I don't mean to be very negative at all. This is just fact. Never in my life have I seen it to where it's almost acceptable to burn an American flag.
Yes.
You know, and people want to keep saying, oh, well, that's your First Amendment right. Well, what about all the millions of people who fought for that right? Because you desecrate their legacy and the legacy of the blood, sweat, and tears that America has fought for to keep this land free. And we keep electing people who want to turn us into a communistic state. And it's maddening that we even have outright socialists running for president who have been congressmen and women. And I saw a poll the other day on Fox News, and it was very interesting. They said 34% of young Americans want and support socialism.
Yeah, I think that number is higher. I heard that too.
I don't know what survey poll they dipped into to get these facts, but if there's an element of truth to that, that is tremendously disturbing.
Well, you know, on that note, Wrecker, we're going to have to close because we are flat out of time. And you're opening up a whole new can of worms like you did the last segment. But, I know we need to close, and I know that, you're busy trying to get home. I appreciate you inconveniencing yourself to come on here, but we are flat out of time, my friend. We're going to have to do this again.
All right. Hey, Dave, I appreciate it. Thank you everybody for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in hour number three. If you're listening on radio, listening on YouTube, hope you enjoyed this. You don't get this in very many places. So thanks again for joining us.